Activity 4, page 89. Listen to the text carefully for details. Make notes as you listen.
Text A. Reused plastics make profits. Pape Amadou Sow is an entrepreneur in Senegal. Years ago, he introduced small plastic shopping bags to the local markets. Now, he's making a profit by recycling used plastic bags and other plastic goods. In 2004, with some help from USAID, he started a factory called Recyplast. Sow and his employees collect old plastic items and bring them to the factory. Other people also bring used plastic items to the factory. These collectors earn money collecting used plastic. At the factory, plastic items are cleaned and turned into plastic flakes or powder. Recyplast sells these products to factories, which make new products from the plastic flakes or powder. Sometimes the flakes are exported to other countries. This green business makes a profit, provides an income for several people, and helps to keep the environment clean.
Text B. Recycling batteries. Batteries contain substances such as lead and mercury, which are harmful to the environment. These heavy metals leak into the ground from landfills and big rubbish dumps. They can also poison the air if they are burned. However, all over the world, most people simply throw used batteries in the rubbish bin when they go flat. We should be collecting these batteries and sending them for recycling. Many countries are already recycling car batteries, though. The lead and other components in the batteries are melted down and used to make new batteries and other products.
Text C. Making beads from recycled glass. The Krobo beads of Ghana are famous, and they are made from recycled glass. Old bottles and pieces of glass are collected. They are washed and sorted into colors. The glass is then broken up or crushed into small pieces. Sometimes dyes are added to the crushed glass. The glass is put into molds. To make the holes in the beads, dry sticks of cassava are put into the middle of each bead. These sticks burn when the beads are baked in the oven, making the holes. The molds are put into traditional clay ovens and baked. Then the beads are allowed to cool down before they are removed from the molds. The beads are washed and polished. They are then ready to be made into beautiful pieces of jewelry.